Okay, this is Build a Better Business. And I'm excited today because we are talking about how to create a free opt-in offer. And so I'm going to put Ruth on the hot seat a little bit today. And Ruth has to jump off right at one because she has her 5-day challenge starting today at 2 o'clock. So yay, Ruth, I'm so excited. So this is her free opt-in offer. And here's how it works. Ruth has created, along with her team, which is Brandon and Wendy, she has created this 5-day challenge where folks can opt in at no charge. And when they opt in through the link, they have to give their email and their phone number, their name, their email, and their phone number, which allows her to start creating her list, her tribe. And people that opt in have expressed an interest because they've opted in, you see. That lets her know that they're a part of her tribe because they're saying, yes, I want to join this 5-day challenge. Now, to make it even better, once you opt in to her 5-day challenge, then it automatically pops up in the funnel that you can buy a VIP pass, and the VIP pass gives you all this extra stuff. And, you know, in the funnel, you can put the value of all that extra stuff, but then they're getting it. Don't quote me, but Ruth, am I correct? $97. Does that sound right? Oh, you're on mute. But anyway, it's like $2,000 or $2,500 worth of stuff that they get, but they get it for $97. So it's an offer. It's one of those things like this is an offer you can't refuse. And one of the things that it does in this 5-day challenge is that it gives you unlimited access to the replays. Whereas if you don't take the VIP, you can listen to a replay if you miss a session. And on a 5-day challenge, that's the biggest hurdle that the person that's doing the challenge has to get over, is the fact that a lot of folks won't click because they go, oh, I can't commit to all 5 days. And if it costs money, I don't want to spend the money and then miss half of it. So maybe I won't do it. You know, it's, and again, you have to enter the conversation in your client's head, not make them enter the conversation in yours. And so at that point, you have to find a way to overcome that objection. And so the best way to overcome that, and what Ruth has done, is she's created a Facebook group just for her 5-day challenge. And her replays are going to go into the Facebook group during the 5 days. So if you happen to miss a Monday, you can jump over to the Facebook group and listen to the replay. If you happen to miss a Wednesday, you can jump over to the Facebook group and listen to the replay. But at some point, those replays are going to go away in that Facebook group. And that's where that VIP pass or VIP ticket to get indefinite replays comes into play. And so folks will be like, I'm not going to get over there to listen to that. And it's such good stuff. I don't want to miss it. So I think I'm going to go ahead and buy that. Now, my guess is, and I don't know this for sure, but my guess is that her listeners, her audience, as they go through the 5 days, can jump into that VIP pass all the way through the 5 days. Because somebody might think, oh, I don't want to spend $97. I don't really even know what this is. I think I'm going to tap in a time or two and see what it's about. And as they get into it and get involved in it, they go, oh, wow, this is really good stuff. I think I now am going to get the VIP pass. So they'll be able to buy that throughout the 5 days. You see how sweet that is? Because what it does is it really makes them a part of her tribe. Because now, not only have they opted into her free offer, but now they've also opted into her first level offer. So they've said yes twice to her program. You see how important that is? So they've opted into her free offer. Now they're opting into her first level offer of that $97. So what if, now she's spending an hour a day on this. So she's going to have 5 hours in this. What if 10 people decided to buy her program? That's $970. And you divide that by the 5 hours. She just made $194 an hour. Anybody want to go to work for that?
It's not quite that robust, you know, because 1 hour or 5 hours is free. And then if you get the VIP, there's additional hour, which is more intense. So,
okay. So now it's 10 people buy that for $97. And so now we're going to divide that by 10 hours. You're still making $97 an hour. You know, where are we going to go get a job for $97 an hour? And that's a 5-day challenge with, and that's just 10 people buying her VIP ticket. Now, you may not start with that. If you might launch a 5-day challenge and you may not have 10 people that buys your VIP ticket the first time. But if you perfect this 5-day challenge and you put it on every so many weeks or every quarter or however you want to do it, after a while, you see how this will build your tribe with a free offer and her first level offer built right in together. So I want to ask Ruth to just give us a little bit, pull the curtain back and give us a little bit of behind the scenes on what she's had to do to put this 5-day challenge together. Because even though she has a team that's doing maybe the mechanicals of it, when it comes down to sitting behind the microphone and doing the challenge, what have you had to do to prepare for this, Ruth?
A lot, but like you say, you can rinse and repeat it, and then it's not so bad. But yes, it's been very good. It's helped me a lot with clarity and showing me, oh yeah, this is where you're supposed to be, this is what you're doing. Because you have to figure that out first, and then you've got to figure out where you're going to focus each day, you know, and pull it together and talk to people. And it's better if you do have a team, you know. Even this mastermind would work in that way, if Kathy would let it, you know, that time be there so that people could pull it together and say, this is what's there. And then, yes, I had a team that created the funnel. I had a team that created a great graphic. They created graphics for social media, but then there's also this workbook that they've created for me. So it all does play in, and it just makes it look more professional. I'll be honest, if I had to do it all on my own, I think I would have said, I don't know. But I'm very confident in what I have to give. I'm very confident with these things that are here. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
How exciting. I love it. When you know you're on the right path, you can't wait to show up because you know you're bringing value and you know it's a message that folks need to hear.
Yes.
And you've gotten a lot of feedback leading up to it, that it is a message that folks want to hear. So it's going to be great. So anyway, any comments or questions for Ruth? Because I encourage all of us to either do a 5-day challenge or at least a masterclass of some sort where you can bring your expertise to the table and have your free offer and your first level opt-in together. So they can say, yes, I want to do the masterclass, and then create that VIP ticket. And the VIP ticket, Ruth, what all comes with the VIP ticket, just to give us an idea?
I don't know if I've got it all on the top of my head. I haven't really focused on that. But yes, there's an intense hour after the 5-day challenge or the regular mastermind that's free, where we will dig in. And if there's not that many people there, you know, it's going to be small group coaching, but we're going to dig into whatever we talked about that day at a deeper level than we could get into the first hour. And, you know, depending on who's there, they may open up and, you know, say, but I have this situation or I have that situation. Depends on, you know, the audience. It depends on who that.
So you're going to mastermind some real life questions and real life issues in that following hour. So that's the first thing that your listeners or readers or attendees would get with a VIP ticket is a deeper dive.
To me, that's the biggest one. And you get the replays forever. They don't go away. Where if you don't get the VIP, then you lose those after the week's over.
Okay. And you get the workbook.
Yeah, the workbook comes even free.
Okay, so you get the workbook either one. Okay.
Either one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's a digital downloadable workbook. So it's not like you're publishing this and having to mail it out. They right. simply get a link and they can download it and print it. Debbie and I, we're good at that. Whatever we can get electronically, we make it into an actual book because we can hold it and write in it and take notes. And
and I will say, I gave this to Brendan and his team to work on. And then when he gave it back to me, I thought, man, that thing is big. There's a lot of information in here.
Don't you love it? See, and we all have that kind of expertise in what we're doing. We all have it, but it's just another way to package it and put it out to the public, to an audience. And so the free opt-in for the 5-day challenge is going to allow a ton of people to get to know, like, and trust Ruth. And even if they don't jump in on this one, they will have gotten to know her and they'll jump in maybe on the next one. Debbie, first, did you have a question? I saw your hand up, and then Sherry.
Yeah, Ruth, I am so sorry. I apologize. I got a little sidetracked and I was just now trying to find it or to log in to sign up.
Oh, you want me to put the link in the chat?
Well, isn't it bit.ly at the end?
A second, let me just get it for you.
Yes, Ruth, go ahead and post that in the chat. And while you're doing that for Debbie, Sherry, did you have a question?
Yeah, Ruth and Kathy, my topic is such a technical topic. I've had to struggle with the 5-day challenge because I've had a lot of, I'm giving out information, and a lot of the information that I'm giving out, I've had to really like look at how do I pare it down. I've got a webinar down. I'm doing a webinar and it's coming off well. People are starting to sign up. Michael and I have found, and Kathy, this is something you want to think, look into maybe. We have found a new community program, and I want to do a 5-day challenge. My question is, how do you choose what topic, what do you put into the 5-day challenge? Like, what are the key targets of the different 5 days that you use? Because what you want to do is you want to have people engage. So mm-hmm. how did you figure out how to create engagement within the 5-day challenge, I guess is my question.
We're going to go back to Ruth because she's the one that actually sorted out her topics there. But Sherry, what other platform was it that you were talking about that you found?
Oh, yes. Mighty Networks.
What is it?
Mighty Networks.
Mighty Networks. Okay.
Once you create your network, it's like having your own Facebook community, but it's your own community. So there is no, like on Facebook where we have Kathy's information coming in, we have Ruth's information coming in, we have Estelle's and we have Debbie's. Mm-hmm. No. All of it is within the community. It's all on the topic that's at hand. So for you, Kathy, it would be the Freestyle Living community. Estelle, it would be Legal Shield community. For you, Ruth, it would be the Kingdom information, and for Debbie it would be all about homesteading. So within your Mighty Network, you're posting, you're asking questions, and you're doing that kind of stuff, but everything's contained, so it actually cuts down on the need for social media because you're targeting your audience who already is a warm client. Now, this is not to say cold clients coming in. So how I want to use the 5-day challenge in the future is to be doing a Facebook ad, having the 5-day challenge and come in. So that is part of my question, is how to get people into my Mighty Network from outside. How did you figure out what to target when you were choosing your 5-day challenge? Because I've always had trouble with the challenge part.
Ruth, does the question make sense? It's how did you determine what topics would resonate with the public at large to get them to want to tap into your challenge? How did you test and measure that?
I didn't. I'm just going to be honest. I didn't. I basically just got through my experiences and the things that I've learned. And I said, this is what's been important to me. And I know it'll be important to other people. And so I think my topic is different than yours, Sherry, because yours is such an unknown. And it's not known in, you know, everybody is familiar with relationships. They don't always have a good picture of it. They don't have a good concept of it, but they know the term. Dysgraphia. We know dyslexia. Dysgraphia is, so yeah, I mean, you have a real targeted audience. You have a real niche, which makes, to me, both easier and harder. Mm-hmm. Because you've niched down so much that they say that's the way to go. You can be this, what is it? The big fish in the small pond. Did I get the thing right?
Yes, yes.
But like figuring out where to, you know, like you're doing with schools and teachers, and I think that's your best bet. Because they're, and well, and then parents. Is there any way you could get in with providers, you know, that do the actual testing? That, you know, that you could like do an add on something that they've got, or be able to post something in their offices, you know, because you've got these parents. Mm-hmm. That when their kid is first diagnosed, they don't know where to turn. So figuring out where to get to them, I'm just thinking out loud with you, and I'm going to quit rambling here in a minute.
Maybe no, this is all good stuff, Ruth. It's all good.
And that's perfect. And it's stuff that I've thought about. I just don't know how to do the challenge and then the workbook. To make sure that it has enough information, but not too much information that people still have place to take notes. It's been one of those challenges, for pardon my pun, that I've really been flirting with and really wanting to figure out how to do correctly. So yeah, I'm going to have to maybe sign up, not necessarily to work on the relationship piece, but just to see what you have chosen as part of your challenge.
Okay. You can come no matter what reason you want to come.
And by the way, your webcam is so crisp.
Yes.
I'm really jealous. Your webcam is so nice and crisp. I'm just jealous.
You know what? I think we talked about this last week. I have lights. This is what Brandon told me to get. And I don't know that, I'll try to turn my thing around so you guys can see them, but because I don't think I can do it on the computer. Can you see my two big lights?
I love it.
So yeah, I'm really practicing. Debbie was on last week and we were talking about, and she had me try to move my flower to the corner, Debbie. I don't know if you remember that or not. But thank you for that, because those were tips that I was given, that, you know, to do that, especially with my glasses, because they said the ring lights sometimes mm-hmm. just reflect into the glasses.
It and does. And you can,
Wendy tells me to take my glasses off at times and then come back. I'm pretty blind, so I'm not sure if I'll do that or not.
Now, the only suggestion that I would have, and you know, listen to me with a screen behind me, but the only suggestion that I would have would maybe to bring your computer up a little bit, because from where I'm looking now, I can see your ceiling.
Right.
And if your computer is up a little bit, and then, are you on a laptop or a desktop?
I'm on a laptop.
Okay.
On my desk.
If you could bring your laptop up just a hint higher, mine is actually sitting on a shoebox. And then I tilt the screen a little more toward me, it gets rid of the ceiling.
Right. I have to, like Brandon says, I used to just do my face. Do you guys remember when I used to do this? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was good because you could see your eyes. But he says, no, you need to show your shoulders and show your arms.
Yeah, because when you talk, you want to have the whole thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also, if you bring your laptop up a little higher and then bring your fold your screen in a little bit more, what it does is it has you looking a little bit down. Oh. It appears that you're looking a little bit, so you're not looking up somebody's nostrils when okay. they're talking.
I'll have to see what I've got.
And mine's on a shoebox because that was the perfect height that I needed.
I put mine on the Melaleuca box and it was perfect.
Yep, there you go. There you go. So it's all kinds of little tips and tricks. I love it. You know, if you could really see behind the scenes, it's kind of fun to see everybody's, you know, their little studio, if you will, set up.
Mm-hmm. That's too high. I gotta find something in there now.
Yeah, you need something just about half of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've used books before too. So anyway, so that's,
you
know, that's
you bought those 100 copies of Unhackable. You can always use about 6 of them.
I love it, Sherry. All right. Any comments, Estella or Debbie? How about you? Any comments or questions about doing a 5-day challenge and how that might work for your business?
Did I miss a session? No, the reason why I asked that was 5-day challenge. I'm like, well, what am I going to do for a 5-day challenge?
You know what you would do for a 5-day challenge?
What?
You would take 5 different topics that your legal shield could help with, mm-hmm. and you would do one each day.
Yes.
And just say.
Perfect.
Okay. And so I would say a challenge like, I don't know, could be something about wills, could be something about, mm-hmm. you know, traffic or consumer issues. And so when I'm doing that, I'm posting something out there that asks them questions.
Yeah, if you're going to do a 5-day challenge, what you would do is you would create your sales funnel for the challenge. And in the challenge, you would list your 5 topics. And then when you market it, you just start marketing on those topics. Now, this is where you want to enter the conversation in your listener, your reader, your consumer, your tribe. You want to join the conversation in their heads, not make them join the conversation in yours. So start and ask yourself a question. What might trigger them to want to click? And you might say something like, have you written your will yet? And people might go, oh, no, I've been needing to do that. So they stop and read. And then it says, join the 5-day challenge while Estella Blake shares with you what you need to know about writing your will.
And you do need to be aware when you do a 5-day challenge that you're giving out good information that people want to come to.
You know, because at the end of the 5-day challenge, and here's the key for everybody. Not only is this the opt-in offer so folks get to know, like, and trust you, and your first level offer with the VIP ticket so that they can get the workbook and the unlimited replays and all of that. But at the end of the 5 days, you're going to invite them to now take your mid-level offer to go a little bit deeper. See, because remember, it's the free opt-in offer, then the first level offer, then the mid-level, and then finally, what is the offer that makes you want to go out and celebrate and go, woohoo? And so for you, Estella, you want them to buy Legal Shield. And then your big one is you want them to become a team member. And so you could have the 5-day challenge as your free opt-in. Your VIP ticket could be your first level offer where they get the replays and the workbook. Then your mid-level offer can be just join Legal Shield. Just buy a membership. And then your last and highest level offer could be a team member and you can also do what I'm doing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm getting there.
You have to have a way, and all we're talking about on free opt-in offers, you just have to have a way for folks to get to know you. They're mm-hmm. not going to buy anything from you if, number one, they don't know that. First of all, they don't even know you exist. They don't even know you're out there. So you have to have something to advertise. And mm-hmm. we've already decided nobody likes to be sold. And so you don't want to just start putting ads, you know, buy Legal Shield, buy Legal Shield, buy Kathy's courses, you know, buy Ruth's course, buy Sherry's course. Nobody wants to, you know, everybody's like, well, what is it? What is the course? What's it about? What's going on? And so you have to get folks interested in a topic that they want to know about so that they get to know, like, and trust you. That's all a free offer is going to do. And a free offer can be everything from download this PDF with some information you might like to, you know, join in my blog, join my podcast, join my 5-day challenge, join my masterclass. And 5-day challenges and masterclasses are popular right now because a lot of folks are working from home. Once they make, the pandemic has really done the coaching business a lot of good. I hate to say that because there's nothing good about COVID. But the fact that a lot of folks have transitioned to working from home and realized, number one, the employee has realized they can work from home. The employer has realized it's cheaper to let their employee work from home. So a lot of those folks that transitioned from an office to home are not going to transition back. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're not going to fight the traffic. We're not going to sit in traffic for an hour each way to an mm-hmm. office where we can't get any work done because of all of the chitter chatter around the water cooler. We're just not going to go back to that. Mm-hmm. We get more done in less time just going into a home office at home and cranking out the work and being done with it. And they like not having that commute. They like being home. They like being there when the kids get off the bus. They like being there, you know, to throw a load of laundry in or put dinner on or whatever. And so with that said, more and more people are opting in for masterclasses and 5-day online challenges because they can. They couldn't necessarily when everybody was out working a job. The last thing they wanted to do after working 8 hours and spending an hour on both ends in traffic was to sit on a computer for an hour or two in the evening. That's the last thing they wanted to do. But now they can work it into their schedules because they're working from home. More and more folks are learning this way and are tapping in this way. And so utilize this time. This is with technology, what it is today, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And so utilize it to your advantage. And so come up with some kind of an opt-in. And mine are the free meetups. That's my free opt-in are these meetups. And so it's kind of like having an ongoing class or mastermind every month. I do a free meetup on Build a Better. I just did one on Friday for the Build a Better Business, my free one. And I had all new people. There weren't anybody that I knew before. Everyone was new. And I just gave the overview of what I did with this kind of like a little masterclass. I gave my overview of what Build a Better Business was all about. I then talked about this month's topic was free opt-in offers. And 4 people immediately went in and clicked on the connect call, the 30-minute connect call with me. And so that's how you build a tribe. It's just little by little, piece by piece, as people get to know, like, and trust you. So this week, every day this week, I'm talking to a new person about this Build a Better Business program every day this week, just from that one free meetup that I did on Friday at 10 a.m. And it's on my calendar every month, you know, and you just have to be consistent. You just have to have the consistency to plug it in on your calendar and just do it. Now with Ruth doing this 5-day challenge, now that she's done it and put it together, it's a beautiful thing. She doesn't want to just now walk away from all of this work that she's done. She can turn this 5-day challenge into a paid mastermind group. Let's say that at the end of 5 days, 4 or 5 people say, I really want to go deeper with you. She could actually turn it into a monthly paid membership mastermind group if she wanted to. She could actually turn it into a course that she could put on her website to sell. See, so she can repurpose this material many different ways. And once she's in this group, this 5-day challenge, questions will come up that maybe she hadn't even thought of. Maybe it will really highlight to her some issues that people are wanting to know about that maybe she hadn't included. And so this gives her new topics that she can blog about, that she can post about, that she can write about. She can repurpose this information over and over and over. It's a beautiful thing because again, and then her tribe is going to find her. And her tribe will just start to grow over time. Does that make sense to everybody? Yes?
Yes.
All right. Debbie, how about you? Questions, comments? By the way, Debbie is doing really well with her fireside chat with Debbie Marks. She has just launched her own Zoom link out on, and we had we interviewed Ruth on Friday, so we had a little bit of a rough start. But you know what? It's better to work out all the bugs when your tribe is small than after your tribe gets too big and then everybody's screaming, it didn't work, I couldn't get in, what to do? And then you feel a little panicked, like, oh my gosh, I got to fix this. And so it's best to get started small. And that's one thing that I've always said, you know, we all think, oh, I wish I could 10X my business. But if you had 10 times the volume that you have now, could you handle it? Do you have your systems in place? Do you have all the bugs worked out that you could handle it if somebody just dumped 10 times the clients in your lap by tonight? Could you handle it? And so this is why it's great to grow with your business and get all of these bugs worked out. You know, Ruth may not have a huge turnout on her first 5-day challenge, and that's okay because the pressure won't be there for her to perform, you know, for 100 people. And she can work out some of the bugs, you know, as things come up. And like Debbie and Ruth and I, we can work out the bugs where, you know, the Zoom link didn't work and we had to figure out why it didn't work for a few minutes before we could all get on. But that's okay, because better to work it out now than when you have 100 people waiting in the waiting room. So,
you know, Kathy, what you said is very true. And the one thing I've realized is, over the past 5 days, is that I don't want it 10X right now because I'm not ready to handle that. And it's something that I need to work on.
And Debbie, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second. Ruth has to go because she's got a big day ahead of her. Ruth, thank you so much for being with us today. We see you and we see that you've got to go get ready for your challenge. So thank you for being
Bye,
on.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, okay. Ruth. Thank you for sharing.
And Debbie, sorry I interrupted you, but I just wanted to acknowledge Ruth there real quick. Go ahead.
No. And with the things that I had said this morning and the words, urgency and boundary, you know, again, that my meetup is part of my important lane that I need to be able to focus on. And me, probably what I should have done is practice it with you before I went away, but that's okay. It's all good. And I could, you know, we could do the meetup, and I took my iPad right back into the conference with me so that I could continue listening and I could continue to watch you. And it was, you know, you can do two things at once if you put your mind to it. And, you know, I appreciate Ruth being so patient with us on Friday. But anyways, I was sitting here and I've been writing notes about, you know, how I can opt in with a, you know, a challenge like Ruth's or something. And it's interesting when you put down the words on paper, then you can, look at the words, and then ideas will come to you. And I found right now that this is what is helping me. Now I've got a 8-hour flight going home, so I got plenty of time to have some peace and quiet. I'm not sure exactly how I would do anything, but that's okay. Still in the planning stage, and I have to give myself credit for doing this much. And, you know, and Kathy, by the way, I raved about you all these days and said, you guys really need to get on this girl's master classes and the free stuff, because you will learn so much. And anyway,
maybe that's where some of my people came from on Friday, because I had all new people.
There you go. That's the cool part. And
see how this is how it works. This is how it's supposed to work.
It is. Now, convention is typically, you know, 12,000, maybe 15,000, but you know, this COVID fear is still there. And even though people registered, they decided at the last minute not to come, which was kind of sad, but because people wore masks and people didn't wear masks, it didn't matter. But considering the fact that we've been virtual for the past 2 years, you know, it really gave a sense of, sorry, I've had it so loud. I forgot what I said.
Being that we've been virtual for the last 2 years.
Oh, seeing we've been virtual for the past 2 years, I really realized being back together, how much you miss the camaraderie, the friendships, the new people I met, and the people that I haven't seen in like 3-4 years.
And I know.
It's sad, but you know, it's the fact that we're moving on. We're moving on, and we're all better for it. And you can't let the negativity get into you. You can't let it go so deep that it will take you so long to dig yourself back out, which is another thing that, you know, people are dealing with, and they're just afraid of things. But I probably went away from your main question, but yet all of this is important to figure out an opt-in thing, I'll give it that word, that you want to do, because you have so many options and you just have to start. And you have to start now, because if you don't, and if you wait until the time is perfect, it'll never come. Let's face
Debbie,
it.
I need to just clip that little segment right there and use it as an advertisement.
Go right ahead. Be my guest. And when you
that's amazing.
Send it to me.
That's amazing. Sherry, you don't look like you feel very well. You look really tired.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
This was the most I've sat up in a few days.
Yeah. Well, stay upright, move around, do all that stuff, because
I've been moving, but just to like sit still, this is the most I've sat.
Sherry, did you have COVID too?
Yeah. I have four things going on. I had an ear, a tooth extraction, and that didn't go well. I had to go back in and they had to fix something. So I ended up getting surgery on the tooth a second time. And then I ended up with bilateral ear infections, a sinus infection, and then I ended up positive for COVID after all that.
Oh God. I give you huge kudos for being here today, even though you don't feel good, you know, because that says a lot. And that's a good thing. And that's what I realize. And I get strength from all of you ladies. And I'm sorry, Ruth is already gone, but I do. My strength within me is built because I have partners like you guys. Mm-hmm. And we just can't lose the sense of what we gain from being in groups like this, and like Kathy's Clubhouse in the morning. You know, I'm still in Salt Lake, and I could have opted out, you know, not to go to it, but I did. And I may have listened for most of it, but I got a lot of great notes from it, from the ladies there. And, you know, we just have to keep, we have to keep moving forward. And if the world is going to fall apart again because of COVID, we're all, all of us are going to be in a better place because we're going to be able to handle it. And okay, I'm off my soapbox.
Debbie, thank you so much for your share. I appreciate that. We are at the top of the hour, and I think we're going to go ahead and sign off today, but check the calendar at kathybenner.com. The calendar page has all of the meetups. It tells you the dates, the times, the codes. It's got everything right there on the calendar page. That's the best way to find it. So if you want to open up my calendar, you can copy the whole thing over to your calendar, or you can open up each individual event that you want to go to and just copy the events that you want over to your calendar. That way you won't miss any of the calls. But I do send out an announcement every weekend for the upcoming week. Now, this week, past weekend, I was a little under the weather myself and didn't send it out until later on Sunday last night. But I do send it out every weekend for the upcoming week. So look in your inbox for that as well. So
glad you're feeling better.
Oh, I don't feel bad at all. I don't feel sick at all. It's just now the voice is all that,
that's amazing, you
know, battling. And the doctor told me, he said, within 24 hours, you'll wonder why you were even in here. He said that's the history. 98% of the people that take Paxlovid has zero symptoms after 24 hours.
How do you spell that, Kathy?
Paxlovid, Paxlovid.
Thank you. Just be on the precaution side.
Absolutely. And I had, and thank goodness, I had researched it probably 2 months ago when it first came out. It was all over the news that Pfizer had this medication that was going to be a game changer for anybody that got COVID. And I just kind of made it, and I didn't write it down, but I made a note that there was something out there. So when I tested positive yesterday morning, I immediately got online and said, what is the drug, you know, and it came up all over the internet, Paxlovid. So when I started calling clinics, I started asking, you know, will your doctor prescribe Paxlovid? And the first two or three clinics, they were like, no, if you test positive, we'll just tell you to take a couple aspirin and go home and rest and get a hold of your primary care physician in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, yeah, but the Paxlovid says that you have to start it within 5 days. Sherry's going to take off too. Sherry, love you, girl. That you have to start taking it within 5 days of diagnosis. And so I was diagnosed Sunday morning, but I started getting symptoms Friday. So if I count Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was already 3 days in. And it says you have to take it within the first five. And I thought, I can't wait a couple of weeks, or I might as well not even get it. And did so finally, I just kept calling, and I finally found a clinic that said, yes, we'll do it and come on over.
And you don't know the name of that clinic yet?
No, it was in Grove City. The doctor was an Indian doctor, and he said, yeah, in India, he said, we've been given this a lot longer than here in the States.
I mean, I'm not planning on getting it, and I pray that I don't, but it would be really nice if I just, like, I can go to this clinic and get it. I don't have to call 15 other clinics to get it.
Because when you don't feel well, and now you're trying to get your head off the pillow to make these phone calls, you know, and we had that conversation this morning, is that you have to be your own advocate for your health. You've got to be prepared to take care of yourself. And so that's the crucial point. And I know for any of folks that are listening to this later on, how we segue to this conversation is because health comes before wealth. You have to take care of yourself before you start really functioning and drilling down on how you're going to create your business and do all of that. If you lose your health, what good is the rest of it?
Right.
You know, what good is it if you lose your health?
Did you do an at-home test?
Yes. Okay. Saturday morning was negative. Sunday morning was positive.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy, very much. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Day. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you too, dear.
All right. See you later.
I'm going to figure out this 5-day challenge. I can't even remember if we talked about that on the last meeting. Because was I on the last one?
I don't recall offhand. We talked about free opt-in offers, and we talked about having a Connect call, which is one I do, having a free meetup, which is one I do, just having a downloadable PDF, like an ebook or something, which I do, mm-hmm. having a Calendly link where folks can schedule mm-hmm. a call with you, which I do, having mm-hmm. a Clubhouse room, which I do, mm-hmm. having a masterclass, which my free meetups can kind of pass as a masterclass, which I do, and having a 5-day challenge. And I haven't done a 5-day challenge. Well, I did the first year. Mm-hmm. I did 5 weeks. And 5 is the magical number. Whenever you're doing a challenge or a masterclass or a mastermind or anything like that, 5 is the magical number. Once people meet for up to 5 times, they start mm-hmm. to feel connected.
So the challenge is they're meeting, or if I'm just doing it on Facebook, they're just responding to something I post, or do I have to have a meeting?
No, a 5-day challenge, you would do a live Zoom call like this for 5 days in a row if you did a 5-day challenge.
Oh, Lord, I don't even know what that would be, Kathy.
No, if you didn't want to do 5 days, you could just do a masterclass. Just do mm-hmm. an hour masterclass and mm-hmm. just bring tons of value for an hour. And then folks could opt in for a VIP ticket to get the replays forever in the workbook and all these extras. And then, you know, do your call to action at the end, you know, join Legal Shield or be an actual member of the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it doesn't have to be a 5-day challenge. It could be a 1-day masterclass.
Okay. Okay. It'll take me a minute to pull something together, but I do have 2 ideas that I could do. So.
Okay.
And I can run a video and all that in that class as well,
yes.
right?
Yes. As long as you're on a Zoom call like this, you can share your screen and do all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, what I do advise you, if you're not used to doing them, I do advise you to have a co-mod, have someone that'll come on with you that'll kind of monitor the back of the house for you so that you're not trying to present, share your screen, and monitor people coming and going.
Got you.
Into
Got
the Zoom you. Call. See, I mm-hmm. do it all, mm-hmm. but I know everybody. If this were open to the general public and say 10 people came in that I didn't know,
mm-hmm. you'd need a co-host.
You'd need somebody to kind of moderate that end of the masterclass for you.
Okay. Okay. All right. I just need to carve out the time and get it done.
I get it. All right, kiddo. See you next time.
Thank you so much, and take care of yourself.
All righty. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.